Good evening. My name is Cynthia St. George. I'm calling from Holyoke, Massachusetts, and I listen to your show a lot, especially tonight, the Fresh Air show with Terry Gross, and she's interviewing a man about the opiate crisis, and he's offering some really fabulous public health systems solutions. Folks, I'm calling because I think it would be really proactive for the listeners of the WAMC broadcast area, and I've been one for over 15 years, to have a dialogue about the topic of this program, and that is the opiate crisis. Let's talk about it often, and let's talk about the cost of what it's doing to our regional area. It's huge. It touches my life and has touched my life personally. There are going to be a lot of places in the United States that are going to want to take leadership roles. Why don't we be one of them?
Hi, this is Ken Walsh from Rosendale, New York. I just listened to Joe Donahue's interview, and he does a great job interviewing the woman about the destruction of Hillary Clinton. He's missing one obvious fact. It's not so much sexism as it is trustworthiness. Elizabeth Warren is an honorable, she comes across as an honorable, decent, yet stern woman who is smart and intelligent, and people are not put off by her. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, does not. It is the railroading of Bernie Sanders that hurt her in the general election and made added to the fact or the thought or the concept or the idea that she is an untrustworthy human being. It was not so much sexism as it was a thing of public trust.